This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To paraphrase Willie Sutton's line about why he robbed banks, I suppose one robs airplanes because that's where the diamonds are. Brute force and blinding speed were the keys to that heist in Brussels, Belgium this morning. Thieves disguised as police broke through the airport fence, grabbed what could be $50 million in diamonds from a plane getting ready to go, and then they were out of there. Whether they'll see anything like the full $50 million, though, is doubtful because, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London, diamonds may not be the thieves' best friend.
The diamonds were being shipped through Brussels from nearby Antwerp, hub of the global diamond trade. Caroline de Wolf of the Antwerp World Diamond Centre says the chances are these stones will never be recovered.
The possibility that they will be sold by the burglars is a very big possibility, and it is obviously a product that is also quite easily to transport.
They're rough diamonds and should carry a certificate under the Kimberley process, a system to eliminate so-called blood diamonds that finance armed conflicts. But Annie Dunnerback of the human rights group Global Witness says the process is not totally effective.
Places like Dubai and the United Arab Emirates tend to have weaker controls and less government oversight, so that might be an easier place to dispose of these diamonds.
Even so, it could be very time-consuming. Fred Quaylar is author of How to Buy a Diamond and has himself had a brush with the law. He says the thieves will need to trickle the diamonds into the market.
They would take one or two stones and mix them in together with stuff that was not stolen, and then slowly disperse them that particular way.
There are other possibilities. The stolen diamonds could become a kind of criminal currency used to finance the trade in illegal drugs and weapons. But however they're disposed of, Quaylar says the robbers should not expect a dazzling return.
3 to 4% is what the initial thief is probably going to get on the parcel. Everybody else will be in the supply chain.
Divide that between the 8 people who staged the raid and the haul begins to look rather more modest.
Oh, they'd be lucky to get a few hundred thousand.
Meanwhile, Antwerp is counting the cost to its reputation as a safe, secure and discreet diamond centre. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.